What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
It is Shuzi. Hello, everybody, and it is a returning guest today because the great Mersh has come back for the first time in, I think, 4 or 5 years, which is weird because I did not really think I'd been doing the show this long. Mersh is back on the show with a great round table of Shmuel Buckman, Dan from Nice Podcast Stupid, and, of course, Rochi from... every show that Eccle does over on the Eccle Pineapple Network. Pint Double Pint is the main one. And he is English. But you're probably saying to yourself right now, what is that background music? Well, that is Open Your Heart or Die Trying by Arcade Fire. So you can get over that part. But this is a great Dabbleverse themed episode. There's been some real low fucking shit happening lately. I'm not even going to describe it. We're just going to get right on to it. But before we do that, I want to mention that the video version of tonight's episode is available right now over at Huge Entertainment on YouTube. It is free to watch. All I ask is for you to get in the comment section, hit the like button, do all kinds of stuff that helps the algorithm, and it will cost you nothing. I'm at the Hughie on Twitter, at the Hughie on Instagram. And I also want to thank Airy Jane for the episode title, Not With My Finger. She is a looker, and her saying that is highly entertaining to me. So there you go. We are now going to go straight into the episode, which is not safe for kids. If you're listening to this while you're driving, so I'm going to say Dan, Shmuel, Rochi, and Mersh, hello. That's right, the legend will live on. And first time this guy's been on in, I think, 4 or 5 years. I think this guy actually came on during the China virus. Welcome in the lovely Mersh. Mersh, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm first. Hi, how you doing, everybody? Hi, I'm Mersh. Has it been that long?
It's been so long that Chrissy Mayer was once had a lot of potential.
Wow.
Yeah. That's and a little message for you from Conan.
I got a fish lunch.
That's awesome. Okay, that's fucking hilarious.
Okay, well, we are a couple of guys hanging out. You've got sunglasses on. I've got sunglasses on. This guy was a victim of crime recently, and I don't think it's going to go well if the leader of the Buck Mafia, Shmuel Buckman. Shmuel, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Fuck. And, you sound like you're ready for trouble.
I was. Oh, no, I'm not. I've had enough trouble the last few days.
You tough guy. Speaking of tough guys, of course, you mentioned earlier that Mercer's wearing a hat and sunglasses. That's an exciting thing. Well, guess what? We're going to have two guys wearing hats and sunglasses. It's Dan from Nice Podcast, Stupid. Dan, what's up?
Hey, Husey, how pissed are you that you didn't get to be the first one to slide up in Lemmy after post-granny? How pissed are you?
Based on related stories, I don't have enough nose pegs. But speaking of which, this guy, speaking of stinking cunts, he comes from England. It is Roachy. Roachy, how are you doing today, my sweet?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Just excited to be on this wonderful panel. As you can see, four of us are blind and the other one should be.
You know what?
I think it's the other way around.
This is an excellent panel. I was afraid you wouldn't have enough guys.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a guys group. That's what we do. We hang out and we listen to sweet music. Come, my lady. Come, my lady. But speaking of ladies, there was a back and forth me and Marsh had on Twitter the other day about Meadow Soprano. Marsh says that he'd bang her. I say no, never. She's fucking ugly. So I put up a poll question for all the gentlemen watching the show. Meadow Soprano, would you? And the answers are, yeah, or nah, no. So we will judge that by the end of it. But speaking of ladies, and I guess this is a good one from Marsh. A mutual friend of ours, Tony Paluzzo, is the big man of the moment. He is, of course, the host of Hack the Movies, and he is currently got a house guest. The lovely little Lemmy, the recently single from her cunt boyfriend, Granny.
The shed dweller.
Yeah, this piece of shit fucking... Hey, this motherfucker left me to go date this gay fat motherfucker piece of shit in fucking Philadelphia. And I'm good. I'm glad to hear it. Get in there, Tony. Give her one for me. But of course, Granny's going all out to trash Tony, saying that he's linked the PDFs, saying comments about the stench from Lemmy's cunt, shall we say? Who are you? Sticking up the wrong hole. So what's your take, Marsh, on this Granny versus Tony and Lemmy war?
What's my real take, or what's my take because we're on a show and we got to make it interesting? My real take is who gives a shit, right? I mean, these people are subhuman. But for the sake of the show, I've been watching and I think it's kind of funny. I do enjoy Granny getting hammered in his shed and doing a live stream every day and going, look, I don't mean to throw her under the bus or anything, but she does have a smelly pussy and abuses her kids. You're like, okay, but that's... You can't just say, hey, I don't mean to throw you under the bus, but like,
yeah,
and then say whatever you want. So I think he's hurting right now. I think he's trying to process his grief and he's doing it poorly.
I love the fact that Granny was like, he's like, you can take my children and take my home, but you leave me my motherfucking green screen. like that's all that fucking matters to him. Fucking cunt. But, The fact that he has a problem with Tony banging Lemmy, I say good for it. I hope right now Tony has put so much cum in her mouth that it looks like her teeth are melting. I hope that Tony is treating her arsehole like it's an English person, just fucking constantly in there. I hope he's getting tit wanks. I hope he's eating Lemmy's arse. I hope he is fucking... changes his show name to Whack the Movies because that's all that's happened with his dick in the last 48 hours. Endless friction and swallowing. And I don't want Lemmy leaving Philadelphia until she can't remember what it's not like to have just swallowed a mouthful of cannon custard. Shmuel, what do you think about this?
Tony is such a nice guy. I'm sure that there's nothing going on at all. And, you know, she's staying in the spare bedroom and he's making sure she's well taken care of and helping her recover from the trauma that was Granny.
Right.
Hey, Marsh, do you think
it's like one of those horny guys from like Revenge of the Nerds?
Yeah. Yeah. He actually looks like fucking John Belushi. But the thing is, do you actually think, Marsh, that he would fly her all the way out to Philadelphia just to co-stream them playing Silent Hill?
No. It's ludicrous to me that people do this like, oh no, we're just friends. And it's like, I was talking about this last night with my good pal Adonis Paul, by the way. He's brilliant. Talking about that. And I'm like, I don't even like, I live in Lakeland, Florida, right? I lived in Tampa for years. I know a lot of people out there, right? Like, I won't even drive too deep into Tampa to get laid at this age. Like, I don't even care enough. So yeah, if somebody's getting on a plane or I'm getting on a plane, like, I'm fucking, at least, you know, like, that's insane.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to drive to Tampa, like, if I don't think I'm going to definitely get laid. I'm going to drive to Tampa on the chance I might get laid. That's like fucking 30 minutes there, 30 minutes back.
Yeah, I mean, Tony basically sex trafficked Lemmy.
He did. He took her across state lines for sexual purposes. That's a violation of the Mann Act.
Yeah, and you bring this as a pussy that smells towards the ocean that you don't notice it so much. Yeah. You go, hey, I'll fucking eat your box. What do you think, Dan?
Hey, Hughes, have you ever seen one of those videos where they show how they make a Twinkie in the factory, where they take the cake and then they inject the thing and they fill it all up? Lemmy is the Twinkie right now. It is like the Twinkie factory going on. Tony from Hack the Movies is, you know, he's taking care of business, I think. And good for Lemmy. I don't think she's gotten laid in a while. It sounds like it was kind of a sexless relationship from what the Grandmaster was saying. So good for her. I hope she's enjoying it. I hope she's getting her fill.
The difference is that the Twinkie's face isn't pressed against a glass case that has like a signed Dawn of the Dead fucking DVD in it. So it's a little bit different.
It is. He does look like a face if you were looking into a spoon. But the thing, I always wondered if Granny or if Lemmy stopped cleaning her cunt as a protest against Granny, because she's like, I'll run this thing under a tap if you actually drink water instead of beer. And I think that's a good Florida political debate, like cunt versus beer, what do you want? But Rochi, you've of course been on the outside of it, looking cool in those glasses, by the way, Rochi. What do you think about this smelly pussy versus greasy alcoholic debate?
The great debate of 2020.
Yeah, it's a strange one, right? Let's be honest, right? Because no female wants to sleep with Granny unless they were Lemmy. And to be, no offense, Lemmy, very few men want to sleep with Lemmy. So it's a bit of a toss-up, yeah? It's a 50-50, you know? That being said, Mersh, you're used to smelly pussies being around your house. How quick will it take Dan, or whatever that guy's name is from Hack the Movies, to get used to Lemmy smell?
First of all, don't ever compare my cats to Lemmy. Cats are extremely clean animals. But no, you know, listen, I wish them all the best, man. I just, a little bit of Febreze, you know, maybe. And you know, it's also could just be a pH issue. We don't know. She might have, she might need to take some, she might need to eat certain kind of yogurt or something, make her pussy not stink.
Well, I heard that, old Tony's willing to give her some custard cannon and, gotta be honest with you, we can all see it. Lemmy's good blowjob lips, which I think is a nice, polite way to describe that. But she's clearly into the greasy types, because Granny looked like he fucking climbed out of the water. And yeah, then Tony's Italian, so he's half pizza.
Is she into the greasy types, or is she just looks matching? I mean, like, she's not, you know what I mean? It's you're acting like Margot Robbie is blowing Tony from Hack the Movies.
She's
like
a devil verse down. 10, though.
Yeah, I guess.
Have you been to these events?
Yeah, no, but I mean, you should a devil verse 10. What does that mean? Like, I get what you're saying. I know what that means, but that's nothing. These women are
exactly.
Like, well, Shmuel, who has better taste, Ava or Lemmy?
What was that? Sorry, then.
Who has better
taste? Ava's Ava the brave Lemmy. Trans person that's fighting against
evil. I know Buckman loves Ava. He loves MGD's butt. You know, what about Ava? Like, how do her boobs compare to Lemmy's?
I don't know, Dan. It's not something that I really look at. Well, you why don't you tell us?
A lot about the,
I mean, you're the guy that knows everything, so I'd rather let you answer
that
question.
You're the one that goes on your show. You said, I've heard you say Ava's tits. She has the best tits in the Dabbleverse. I've heard you say it three times.
So she's why got great, she's got a great right rack. I'll give you that.
Okay.
Ooh. I'd rather fucking go to Iraq than see her rack. Ava looks like Paul Stanley from Kiss without the makeup. And also, she's fucking insane and stupid. Stop having her on. She's a cunt. He is. But apart from that, you know.
I don't know. I kind of like that that this brave trans person is bothering Anthony Cumia. And that warms my heart.
And not a Cumia fan?
No.
But what do you think with will Cumia, will he bang Lemmy looks very young and she's small. She's big tits on her.
Yeah. Not a tits guy? Everybody's been so excited about Lemmy, and I'm like, you guys are joking, right? This is like being excited that a raccoon is in the dumpster of your apartment complex. It's like, oh, it's cute.
Well, hey, Merch, if you make fun of raccoons, I'm going to have to kick it.
It's just like a raccoon. If Lemmy bites you, it'll get infected. So just keep your distance.
Do you think that Lemmy has given Tony AIDS?
I mean, something's going on.
Like there had to be a quarantine period after Granny, right?
Yeah, look at Granny alone looks like he carries like old school plagues with him. Like things that we got rid of in the United States in the 40s. Like he still is a carrier for.
He's bringing them back.
Yeah, seriously. He's the reason we're getting smallpox shit and fucking outbreaks and shit.
And measles. We thought it was all the Indians.
Mm-hmm. He's got to have scurvy or something like that. But the thing about the Granny stuff, Merce, you're pretty good because you like it when people get pretty honest. But all the shit he's been saying about the kid, do you actually believe it? Because I think he's just so pissed off that she's actually doing something. That he's like, she's motherfucking neglecting the motherfucking kids that I don't see. No, you're why right. Can't she be a better parent like I'm not?
Yeah, no, I don't. You're right. We shouldn't believe Grammy. Lemmy seems like the mother of the year. We should be fucking giving her awards. She's literally off blowing a guy who does reviews of RoboCop right now in the beginning of the school season. I doubt she's that great of a mom. If we're being you know, like it's school just started and she's fucking blowing Tony and talking about fucking Reservoir Dogs. Like, I mean, you know, come on.
And but odd that her 8-year-old kid started school instead of being at home all day when granny left, right? Mm-hmm.
You can't fuck hack the movies in his dad's basement and also make the church bake sale. She made a choice. You know what I'm saying? She chose what to attend.
Well, maybe she doesn't eat the unhealthy foods. She's trying to get that cunt smelling right. But that's an interesting topic. If you had to have sex with
neglectful mothers, that's an interesting topic. Shmuel, what's your take?
Yeah, I want to see that. And I want to see people in the chat getting involved too. If you had to bang Granny or Tony from Hack the Movies, which one? And Merce, you're going to pick which one of these men to have sex with. Let's go.
Wait, what are my choices?
You get to have sex with Tony or Granny.
Oh, yeah, I would definitely pick Tony because I don't want to have to pay for everything. You know what I mean? Like, are you kidding me?
Hey, what about you, Rochi? Which one would you like to fucking bang?
You fuck a guy like Granny, you have to pay, you have to bring money, you have to have a car. Like, you know what I mean? It's everything with those guys. You have to have cigarettes. Like, you know what I mean? It's the worst.
Well, Merce, you're forgetting with Granny, right? You can treat him like shit. He'll keep coming back for more. That's what he claims.
Yeah,
right?
But I have productive people in my life that I treat like shit and neglect. So, like, why would I downgrade?
You know, and Tony be like waking up in the morning with a fat broad. you wouldn't be running like to the thinking what you caught and if you could ever get rid of them. Could you ever get the smell off?
Well, I mean, the thing is, everybody talks about wanting to get some stank on their hang low, but now Tony actually has it going through all the rooms in his house. But it's better than having to fucking do Blade Boys on Patreon with Royce and the other guy, right, Marsh?
Oh, you mean Pessy? My producer, Pessy? Yeah, that's my other beef with Tony from Acta Movies. He's friends with them. He does not like me. It's very clear he doesn't like me, which I always, it's funny to me, right? Because I always get thrown aback. This happened recently with like Carl from Worthy's podcast, right? I'm always a bit blindsided when I like people and they don't like me. Cause I'm always like, oh, that's weird. Cause like there are people that don't like me and I go, oh yeah, that makes sense. I wasn't nice to that person, but it's always weird when it's somebody that I like and I've always been nice to, I get the vibe he doesn't like me.
It's hard to tell with Tony. He's,
no, it's easy to tell. It just said it. He doesn't, I don't think he likes me.
I didn't say
it was hard to read. I said the other thing.
How could anybody not like you, Marsh? You are a lovely man with a lovely smile.
I think he's mad because his parents' cat hates him and loves me. I won his cat over in like 30 seconds. I think that's what happened.
But Dan, you just recently had Granny on your show and it wasn't funny. He's a fucking cunt. But from your perspective, Dan, what's your take on all of this drama and which one of the boys would you like to have sex and include Shmuel in that one?
Yeah, well, let's start with the sex question first. Are we talking about like prison sex or are we talking about more of like a making love situation?
What's the difference?
Well, I guess there's no difference if you're the one in control. I'm going to go with Tony. He seems like a much more considerate lover than Granny. So and you can watch movies with him and he's nice got a house. Big house. You can crash on the couch. You don't have to cuddle afterwards. Granny, you're stuck in that queen bed in his little shed. So I'm going to go with Tony on that one. But in terms of what I took away from Granny, yeah, he's a bit of a sad sack right now. I will say I do like the shed setup. Like if you were like trying to create like a little bachelor pad and you wanted to like have a little getaway studio, you could do a lot worse. I mean, you don't really need a lot of heat down there in Florida. So at least for the meantime, he's okay. But I mean, the Melton appearance, I mean, how do you defend that? He comes off like a complete asshole. Lemmy is an angel. So I'm always going to take Lemmy's side on this, but I can't say I'm not enjoying the daily Granny crash outs. I don't know if you saw him today, but he had Microsoft Paint up and he was doing a pie chart of how much Lemmy sucks.
And that's mature.
The 10% of effort, 10% of neglecting the kids, 10% of not cleaning the house. It was a sight to be seen. So A for effort.
Lemmy should do a stream where she makes a pie chart and she's like, here's all the reasons that it didn't work out with Granny, and then draw a circle and then right inside of it, can't afford Photoshop. And then that's just the only thing in the pie chart.
And you know when Granny's trying to do a pie chart on his computer when there's fucking whiteout on the screen of his laptop? It's fucking ridiculous. But we have three super chats here just bragging. Just do it. Ray DeVito stinks. Of course he fucking stinks. He's a scumbag. Pardon. Mr. Blue Sky for Norway 50. If it walks, talks, and walks like a merch, it probably is an Ashley Cummins. Can you confirm, Marsh, that you are Ashley Cummins?
No, I just thought it'd be fun. I always try to have fun with the little nameplate thing.
Yeah. Would be cool if you were her, though.
Would it?
And
I thought you wanted to have a fun show.
But Shmuel Buckman's here.
For the polite roundtable.
Yeah. KFCH for $2. LOL, what did I drunkenly stumble into? We're talking pussy smell, and I just think that it's unfair that we find out online that Lemmy's cunt stinks. It's a spoiler. We like to find out when we go see our Marvel films, we like to find out the twist for ourselves.
Is it a spoiler, though? I mean, like, looking at Lemmy, like, her pussy has always been like a black guy in a horror movie to me. Like, I always knew how that situation was going to end. How is everybody surprised? Like, From day one, I looked at her and I was like, oh yeah, her pussy stinks.
I don't, I mean, it's definitely put a dampener on the parade, but at the same time, I don't really know if Grammy's the greatest source. Like, yeah, he was living with her, but Jesus, like, fuck. Am I really going to listen to this cunt who looks like he's just traveled back in time and put on the first clothes he could find to warn us about cunts that stink from the future?
I'm not pretending Granny doesn't suck, and I agree with you on that. However, she also fucked him forever. So it's like, let's not pretend. Like, people do this on the internet where they'll pick, like, one side over the other, and you're like, and, like, it's very hard for people to realize sometimes. You're talking about two bums. So it's, you know what I mean? This isn't like where it's a situation where you're like, oh, no, I'm too. Sure, Granny clearly sucks, like, infinitely more than Lemmy does. But, like, don't let that distract you from the fact that Lemmy's also a bum.
I get sent.
She's a bum.
She's a hooer. I get sent the clip today of Grammy saying that he was going to go file something in court. Had to go file some papers.
Dude, you have to own a shirt for them to even let you into a courtroom.
And he was drinking this morning his light beer, his crippling addiction to the softest alcohol in the world. That's fucking offensive to me, who's had two suspected heart attacks. Because I've got so fucked up for so long that I finally, well, I didn't kick it at all. I just do it a lot less. I think he's so full of shit. And there's another fake alcoholic we're going to talk about later on, that ginger fucking cunt. He makes me fucking sick. Hey, who would you rather bang, Mersh? Lemmy or Gilly?
Oh, Jesus Christ. No, that's rough, dude. That is rough, man. Oh,
you answered the man sex question quicker, by the way.
I'll be honest.
More attractive.
I'll be honest with you, and I hate to say this because I know it's gonna, people are just gonna take the answer and run with it, but I would go Gilly, but for the reason of, for the content. Like, just from the fallout of it. Like, I don't want to fuck either of them, but if you're giving me a choice gun to my head, I'm like, if I fuck Gilly, like, the Dabbleverse will go nuclear and I'll have a lot of super tips to collect.
What
if
about,
I fuck Lemmy, everybody's going to be like, who?
What about Gilly or Tony? Who would you rather fuck?
Oh, Tony, hands down. Again, generous lover, nice house, good guy. But he doesn't like me, though. You know what I mean? So I don't know if I could. I don't know if I can land Tony.
You just tell him you've got a RoboCop 4K Blu-ray edition. He's like, I'll fucking come over and I'll finger you.
Oh, thanks. He gave me that as a gift. Yeah, cool. Thanks. Something he had three of, probably.
Yeah, well, I hope that right now Tony is playing Malemi's clitoris the way everybody else will be hitting the like button.
He's playing with her clit the way cats play with those little doorstop things on the wall, the little springs.
Although, hopefully Lemmy has at least parted her public hair. She does openly admit herself that she doesn't shave that thing, and nobody wants to see a gorilla wound.
It's fucking disgusting.
Yeah. Come on, ladies. Shave your cunt for the rest of the boys. Butter Dick Jones, thanks for the dough bugs. Can Roachy and Mersh have a cig smoking contest?
Yeah, you idiot. What the fuck do you think life is? That's what we're doing now. And whichever one of us is dead first loses.
Wait, yeah. I thought Mersh was better at sucking on a pole than me.
Oh,
that's not very nice.
Yeah. We were having a good time there, Roachy, and you had to ruin it.
Seriously.
All right, let me mute myself.
Yeah. But Dan, what about you? Gilly and Lemmy, who's getting your hot, sweaty balls?
I mean, I'm definitely throwing Lemmy's legs up in the air if between the two of them. I can't deal with the psychoticness of Felicia, and Lemmy seems like a sweetheart. So we'll smoke a bowl, we'll throw the legs up, and I'll take her on a tour of Boston, you know, as long as I can get a hall pass. So I'm taking Lemmy.
You live in Boston?
Or, like, throw her legs up and fucking power wash that thing.
Well, yeah, we might have to do some cleanup work first, but, you know, maybe
make one of those time-lapse TikTok videos. Yeah, I didn't know you like those landscaping companies where you're shaving her bush and you're doing it all fast and you power wash.
Yeah, definitely power washing that first before we go in there.
Playing with her bullet wounds. What about you, Rochi? Lammy or Gilly?
Well, it's a no contest, right? Lemmy, right? Only because you would do it on the sly, never tell anybody about it. Where with Felicia, you would try and do it on the sly and Felicia wouldn't shut the fuck up about it.
I honestly, for the longest time, I thought that Gilly was another one of those trans people. She is so genuinely, shockingly unattractive that it was actually shocking to me that when I first saw her on a show, I actually double took and I went, she's fucking ugly. She always looks like she just got done with the workout despite not being in shape. She looks like she stinks, but Shmuel, Lemmy or Gilly, which one?
You know, I'm lucky. I'm in the position that I don't have to think about either. And
but that's the question.
I know that's not the answer to the question that you're looking for, but you know, it would be Lemmy, but more because then I wouldn't have to listen to Pat Dixon stories. So,
oh man, I didn't even think of that. It's a whole night of just Pat Dixon this and Pat Dixon that.
Yeah, Pat does it this way. If you could just do it the way Pat did it, you know, touch me where Pat did.
I know that there's a mixed opinion of Pat Dixon. I get along with Pat Dixon, and I'm cool with Pat Dixon. But if I got to hear somebody talk about Pat Dixon for more than 10 minutes, I'll have had my fill.
Yeah,
I'm the biggest Pat Dixon ball washer there is on the internet, but. I couldn't imagine having to listen to his sexual exploits from Gilly.
Well, speaking of sexual exploits, Tony, if you're watching this, please take Lemmy into the room and treat her cunt like it was Gino's Jaw by Pat Dixon. Just do it for Granny. Put a peg on the nose, light multiple candles, open the window, and just do whatever you can to piss Granny off. We've got to get him over the edge. He is a cunt. But the next topic I've got for you, Mersh, I want to ask you about, and you mentioned it earlier, the WATP feud, because I'm not just saying this because you're here, but I've been a long-time WATP listener for fucking years, and one of the funniest episodes was when you and Royce were on. This was fucking ages ago.
We had fun.
Yeah, this may have been pre or during pandemic. I don't know. But tell me from your point of view, when did you start to first realize that you and Carl maybe weren't getting along so much? Hit the like button.
Hit the like button. Clip it, Doom. No, I think probably I first started realizing it when he called me a loser and said I didn't know anything about life and said it unironically with no like, hey-o. That's when I went, oh, gee, ouch. Okay. I thought we respected each other. I was mistaken.
Bitter as a joke, huh?
Yeah, I was like, well, okay. And the thing is, people are like, oh, you can't take a joke? Yeah, I mean, I can when you're joking. Okay. You know what I mean? But like, I've also been doing this long enough to know the difference between a joke and like when you say something to your girlfriend the wrong way and she says something she really means, like while she's pissy and doing the dishes. And then later on, it's like, I'm sorry. I was just joking earlier. And you're like, that was not a joke. that didn't come from a fun place. So that's when I was like, oh, okay. And if you notice to this day, I still haven't, like, I'm not going to. It would be really gay of me to be like, let's go to war, Carl. Like, it would be very Zumachian of me to be like, oh, okay, you want to dance, Carl? Like, I just went, oh, well, okay, that sucks. You know what I mean? And, you know, moved on from it.
So, how long do you think he's been harboring that for?
I guess a while, because, like, I guess apparently, like, it didn't get back to us, but, like, a while back on one of his paywall shows, he was bitching about me and Royce doing the WATP live thing with him, and that apparently we didn't prepare anything for the show, and that we showed up and that we were like aloof and like stuck, like kind of just hung out like to ourselves, and then, which couldn't be further from the truth. Like I sat there hanging out with Dr. Steve and Rocco, and like all I did was mingle with people backstage. And the issue with like not having content was the way I understood the show to be, it was WATP/ROTC live. So it was like, oh, so just like with Dick's thing and other people's thing, like Hackamania, whatever, right? Like you're going to go up and do your show, and then we're going to go up and do our show. Or alternatively, because we don't care who goes up last or first or any of that, we'll do our show, which is even better. Get our 2 hours out of the way, and then you do your 2 hours. Like either way, whatever. So like a couple days before the show, he's like, yeah, I just want to touch base with you guys. You haven't really sent anything for the show. Like we need clips, we need stuff, and blah, blah, blah. And we're like, for what? And he was like, you know, for the live event. And then we're like, oh yeah, we had already sent him like our logo and stuff for the stage and like our theme song and like that kind of stuff. And we're like, didn't we send that stuff? And he's like, yeah, that like your intro and stuff, but like, what do you have for the show so we can have it all set up? And we were like, it's a live event.
What do you want, a script and like, a storyboard?
Yeah. Like, so I was like, we're going to go up and probably interact with the audience. I mean, you have literally an all-star team sitting in the green room. So we'll probably work out backstage who wants to be on. Maybe have Dr. Steve come out or fucking you or whoever and like do something. I'm like, but we'll do it there. You know what I mean? Like you got to feed off the crowd. And then it turned in like, once I saw how he structures a show, I understood it after the fact to be, oh, he didn't want us to do 2 hours of ROTC. He wanted us to program a 2-hour block of his imaginary Sirius satellite radio channel thing. And like, that's because that's how I think he thinks. And it was like, I got to have it because I'm running the whole thing the whole time. And I'm like, oh, if I had known that, we would have given you some clips. We just thought it was going to be 2 hours, hit our music. We go out. Hey, what's going on? Thanks for coming out. Hey, how many people came to see us tonight? Oh, cool. Hey, here's some shit I wrote backstage when I was watching the crowd. Like, here's some jokes about the fucking parking lot or the off-duty cops that are outside. Whatever. That's what a show is. Not like a fucking song parody that I wrote 3 weeks ago. You know, not an hour of stuttering John clips we all watched 100 times. Like, no, people paid money. They want to come in here and do a fucking show with us. So I don't know, man. So that got kind of weird when he was like, then it got back to me, he was doing that, but that was after he kind of called me an idiot and all this other shit. So I don't know where that all kind of comes from, but I'm generally from a different breed of people where, you know, if I had an issue with you and I was going to pay you for an appearance or something, like I'd pull you aside and go like, yo, Husey, you got to pull the fucking nose up, dude. Like, you know what I mean? You're crashing here. And like, I'm still going to pay you for this and we still need to get the show done. But like, can you not be whatever the things I'm going to complain 6 months later about, like that you're being? So
can I tell you my sort of theory on that? Because everyone would agree that even if you don't like Carl, he's really good at hosting the show and he's great at content and having like segments and running.
Steering the ship. Are you going to say it? Go ahead, say it.
Opie. Go ahead.
He's really good at steering the ship.
Ahoy.
Just say it, you fuck. Don't mush mouth around it.
Yeah, and it felt to me that as silly as this may sound, I get along with Carl. I was just emailing him today about a silly conversation I had with Tom Myers. And I think that maybe Carl thought, oh, I could get some type of a story, like of some content, if I start arguing with Mersh about this content house. But then at the same time, it turned out that Keanu started acting like a real cunt for real about it. So so I think that maybe he was starting a feud with you to get a bit of content to then actually having a feud with Gino's loyal wife.
I don't know, man. I don't think so. I've seen the clip. I watched it on my show, and it was just one of those things where somebody brought up that I was shitting on Content Hotel, and like The way he said it sounded like he'd been stewing about it a little bit. Like, it didn't sound like he was setting up a feud. It was more of a, hey, Merce said this. And he was like, yeah, well, Merce's a fucking idiot. What does he know? Blah, blah, blah. It was just, it just came off like in a weird, like, oh, all right. All right, dude. That's cool.
So he couldn't say anything about Chrissy Mara, right? Because of where he was and what he was. So who's the next person on the list that I've been holding this grudge back against? And boom. Yeah.
That's stunning thing.
I love doing that. I love playing. She's stunning.
Yeah, when it's like, I'll tell you who's fucking stunning. Halle Berry in the year 2001. That's when you look at her and you go, fuck.
The only way Chrissy Mayer could stun me is if she kicks me in the head with her hind legs.
Wait,
she's a horse.
Yeah. Quick question for everybody in the chat and the five of us here. Who would you rather have sex with, Halle Berry or Chrissy Mayer today? And Shmuel, you pick.
I'd rather have sex with Halle Berry's mother.
Wow, because she's a dead body and you like to do that shit?
Yeah,
sick.
Well.
Just sick guy. Karmic told me you were a sick guy.
I've been accused of a lot of things. Necrophilia, we just might as well add that to the list as well.
What about you? But Dan, you sort of pay attention to all these types of things. Do you think that Carl manufactured the feud, or do you think that there was a legitimate reason to get so pissed off about it?
Well, Carl needs content, so he's going to generate the things that he wants. You know, Merch talking about Carl not being happy with the performance. Carl just wants a human laugh track for his shows. He wants to have everything slotted perfectly. He wants all his clips lined up. He wants the three people that are going to chuckle at everything that he says, and then he's going to chuckle at what they say, and no waves are going to get, you know, moved at all. No, there's not going to be any rocking of the boat, and that's what Who Are These Podcasts is. And, you know, people like it, so, you know, I have nothing against Carl, but you know what you're getting into. He steers the ship, and the boat's not going to get rocked, and that's what it is. So, yeah, it's not really my cup of tea. I don't really care for it, but. Total respect. In terms of Halle Berry, I would choose Halle Berry without her, you know, with her head chopped off over Chrissy Mayer. I cannot stand Chrissy Mayer, especially.
Wow, he's into that dead shit too.
Yeah, especially with after the baby fat. She's having a hard time losing the baby fat, so it's not a good situation.
Yeah, I don't think we can call that baby fat anymore. It's I think he's just fat now. But Roachie, what about the Carl thing? Do you think that it turned real, or what's your opinion, Cunt?
I might be getting this mixed up with something else, because I didn't think we were going to talk about this. But didn't Mersh arrive late for the meet and greet at the live event?
I was late to the meet and greet, but I did get there with time still from the meet and greet. Yeah, because I went to the wrong hotel.
Yeah, I think that's where the Carl. Like hating Mersh started from.
All right. Well, me being 15 to 20 minutes late for a meet and greet and harboring that for like, I don't know, over a year and then exploding about it is fucking insane behavior, in my opinion.
Well, no, I'm just being honest. I remember at the time that event and people being there saying, oh, you know, Mersh arrived late. And that was like the whisper.
Oh, yeah. And that might look, that might be an issue, whatever. But like at the end of the day, there could be a situation where somebody is like mildly in the wrong, which again, it was out of my hands. I literally got to the wrong hotel because there was two fucking Marriotts. I went to the wrong one and they were like, no, you're booked across town. And that killed my fucking drive time and traffic was terrible. It was spring break. And so, yeah, no, I'm not making an excuse. I'm just saying like it was a wrong hotel situation. And again, that's something that could have been like said at some point, but nobody really said anything. And then to go public and be like, oh, it's fucking late to the meet and greet. It's like, yeah, all right. It fucked up. You could have said something then and there and been like, hey man, you know, it's just kind of, again, waiting 6 months and then taking pot shots on a paywall is homosexual behavior. It is.
Mersh, are you more offended at the fact that he did it behind the paywall?
No, I mean, that is kind of Jewish and Jewish people do offend me. But no offense, Shmuel, but you're one of the good ones. But yeah, I mean, that's not what offends. What offends me is any type of thing like this, where it's like we're doing a thing. Come say something. Come say something to me. I don't mind if you want to start taking shots at me publicly, privately, in a paywall, whatever. But like, when it comes out of left field, and especially when I don't find out about it until the content hotel thing explodes, and then I have people going, oh yeah, he's been like shit mouthing you, like low key for like, you know, over a year, like, you know, not all the time, but like every once in a while, he'll take some little shot about you. And I'm like, okay, that's weird, because he's never said anything to me about it.
No offense, Merce, but that's hardly unusual in this universe. Great, everybody acts like they're your friend and they get along, and then the next thing you know, they're talking shit about you.
But this is different. This is an event that I co-headlined. Like, this was literally an event that, like, my name was smacked on to try to sell some tickets to. So it's this is like a business thing. This isn't,
yeah.
And this isn't like me. I'm not, this isn't me doing a fucking an hour with Carmack in the morning just to annoy Steel Toe. This was like a legitimate venue that had fucking security and, like, you know what I mean? Like, come on. So it's a little bit different. You'd expect somebody like Carl to go, hey man, you know, it wasn't really cool that you were late. But, and I'm sure he probably did say something to that effect, like, oh man, you're late. And I probably said, yeah, dude, I'm sorry. I ended up at the wrong hotel and they didn't tell me for like 10 minutes and I had to drive across town at spring break. And I'm sorry, I'm late, whatever. But like, instead of being like, all right, now I'm going to like imply that I'm like not good to work with. That's the part that kind of offends me and annoys me, is that you have a platform and you're going out and putting out there that me and Royce are irresponsible and that we're like, you're giving other people potentially the impression that we shouldn't, that you shouldn't work with us. Where in reality, you can ask Dick Masterson or anybody else that's ever booked me for a live event. I am a pleasure to deal with. I was really good to deal with back in my drinking days. I don't even drink heavily anymore. Like, I barely drink. So like, now that I'm sober, I'm 10 times even better. But even in my most drunken days, I made my gigs fine. I missed fucking 15 minutes of a meet and greet. Sorry. You shouldn't be charging for a meet and greet with any of us anyway, Carl, you fucking Jew. That's really gross. Nobody should be paying for a meet and greet to meet me and fucking Chris, producer Chris. That's disgusting and exploitative in the first place. I don't even like meet and greets. I smoke cigarettes. Here's a pro tip. Next time you see me at a live event, skip paying $25 for the meet and greet. I smoke cigarettes and weed. You're going to meet me.
But do you think it's just the case of Carl puts too much pressure on himself for these live shows? And then the problem really
with Carl in this is why, even with the way he handled Content Hotel, and then he started fucking with me, and then we started trolling him even harder, and then he backed the fuck off. Carl learned a very quick, like, he takes a lot of it too seriously. And there's some of it you should take seriously, right? And he runs a successful business and he's done very well for himself, so he's doing something right. But there are elements of this, like your taxes, you should take that seriously. Your retirement plan, your, what are you doing with your money as you make it, like your plans to make good content, you should take that stuff seriously. When you start taking the brand and yourself too seriously, these fucking vultures, they will smell it right away on you. And they will start going, oh, Mr. fucking serious guy. Okay, you take yourself. And I think he started to take all of it too seriously. And I think he needs to take a breather. Maybe enjoy that fucking second house in Florida for a couple weeks and not do this for a bit.
Marsh, is he worried about you, though, a guy like you, Marsh? I mean, you're like a guy you could just crank on. You could just turn on the cam and go to town. Right. And Carl is, he's planned it all out. He's not like quick on his feet like you are. I mean, he's a very serious guy. When you see him at those shows, I mean, he's zoned in.
He's not above criticism. Neither is Tukey. This is the problem I have with the Dabbleverse. There are too many of these fucking guys that feel like they're above any criticism. Carl opens himself up to criticism, but he's the most thin-skinned motherfucker, as evidenced by the last couple of weeks. We've all seen it. Tukey, if you watched on MLC today, he did that Gino impression. It was the drizzling shits. It was awful. I don't know if he's burned out. I don't know if he's been, you know, traveling.
In his defense, yeah, he's been on fire lately, and then he's also probably exhausted.
So, but he's not perfect either. So it's okay to criticize Shmuel. I know we don't.
Nobody is criticizing people, Dan. First of all, stop. 12 days ago, 12 days ago, you said you would never be on a stream with me. You said if I was a co-host on any stream, you'd get off. You wouldn't do it. So take your wares and go sell them someplace else.
Wow, and that's coming from a guy named Shmuel.
Everybody knows it.
Stop with the spurging out. Hey, man, I wasn't the one that said I would never stream with you. You're the one that said it, and here we are. So, look, man, you're so funny. You're so funny. You can, no criticism for you, but criticism for everybody else, I guess.
On with Ashley Cummings. What were you going to fucking add to that conversation with Stuttering John? What makes you think that you deserve to get the fucking link to go on? She had a great interview going with Stuttering John.
Do you deserve the link more than I do? Is that what you're trying to say here? You're better than me? Yeah. Is that what's going on?
I don't understand.
I'm not
trying to raise up the ladder like you are. I'm not trying to suck up to people that I think are better than me. And then anyone that, the shows that don't get any viewers, well, I can fucking shit on them. But Tukey, I'm going to fucking suck that fucking puppet off like you'd ever believe. I'm going to fucking deep throat him. That's what you do, Shmuel. You know it. You're a ball washer.
No, I see talent. Tukey is a talent. There's no criticism that I can offer Tukey that's going to help him or do anything for his show. So why would I bother criticizing him?
Because you need to get your 500 subscribers that you've been fucking crying about for 2 weeks. You're still stuck at 495 the last I looked.
Well, so, 2 weeks. I don't even know how many I have, but you do. So it must be more important to you than it is to me.
I know it because
welcome to the Tableverse.
Tell me about this weekend with Ashley.
This is not what this show is about. That's why I weren't going to bring it up or even talk about it. Because again, what is Stuttering John when it comes to little Lemmy and Granny?
Smelly cunt.
Man, everything got really sad.
Yeah.
No, it's... go ahead. I'm sorry. So, Mersh, I mean, as I remember it, what happened was, I think the original behind the paywall thing was that you had asked Carl, this is what his words, or something along the lines of, you'd asked him for help, you needed to make more money, and that's why I put you on the show, and then you didn't really come through. And so that's where I thought the harboring was going on. That's what I thought was happening.
If that is true, because honestly, I have been really nice and I got to be honest with you, you know, who's also been very nice, who's actually more pissed than I am, is Royce, who's been very nice. If somebody provides me a clip of that being said by Carl, I will go fucking nuclear. It's nuclear. It's pronounced nuclear, Lisa. I will fucking, because that is insane. Because he approached us, and Royce will back me up on that. That was, in fact, I wasn't even involved in the initial talks of that event. He went to Royce. The two daddies talked. The two adults talked about it. And then Royce goes, you want to do a live event with Carl? It's in Largo. Like, yeah, it's a fucking, like, yeah, it's an hour drive. Let's go.
Yeah, I don't want to be disparaging anyone, but when Rochi said what he did about remembering, I think that was on the same show.
Lose my mind, because that is an absolute lie.
You know, I hope this doesn't start an argument, but Don Shmuel just texted me and he was making fun of your wife. What do you think about that?
My mail order bride wife? Yeah, I've heard that one. I heard that one a couple of times.
I can't believe you said that, Shmuel.
Yeah, I can't believe I did either.
By the way, what did happen with Ashley? Because I'm way out of the loop. I was off the wagon this weekend. We'll bring that one back up, Ruchi.
Do you want me to start? Okay. So Ashley's doing well with John. She says, I will send Shmuel the link so Shmuel can meet John. Go, go, go. So I got a wrench in a chat and I'm watching, and Shmuel sends a super chat. You can correct me if I'm wrong, Shmuel, saying I will accept the link. Right? Okay, cool. Then Shmuel,
okay, cool.
Later on, like 40 minutes into the show, is in the chat, accuses Ashley of being dumb, doesn't pay for StreamYard, and can't figure out how to put him on stream. So as a good little boy with a wrench, I go, time Shmuel out. And then, as anybody that watches BYB on Sundays, Shmuel went and spurged the fuck out, said, I ruined Ashley's show, and I can keep Ashley to myself. This is a grown married man, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. But go ahead, Shmuel.
Well, it was great if those were the facts, but that's not the one. I never called Ashley dumb, but you like to keep repeating that. Ashley was using what I wrote in the chat. Ashley had sent me a link, but it was a bad link. She had sent me a link to an old show, right? So I put in the chat that I had a bad link. This was after the super chat saying I'd be happy to take a link. And you said you asked for a link or something like that. You're banned or timed out. You know, and yeah, I did get annoyed because, you're a person with a wrench, right? Ashley can read my chat. She can decide what to do with it or not to do with it. But you felt like, oh, I'm a mod. I'm going to make decisions for the show because that way I couldn't do it. Why did I wait 40 minutes? I waited 40 minutes because we were waiting for John to kind of get to the end. Introduce somebody new, and then possibly because it didn't work out that stream worked out, but there was supposed to be more streams, right? And he's bailed out on her since. So we're just trying to bring John in. Basically, that's part of it. The other part of it is I'm not an idiot. If I can get on with Stuttering John, I'm going to get on with Stuttering John, right?
Why?
Why does it matter? Why? To the show? What were you going to do that was going to elevate that show to the next level, Shmuel? Why did it matter whether you got on the show or not?
What was I going to do that was going to destroy the show or detract from the show?
She was doing a fine job with Stuttering John herself, so you didn't get on. You know, and if you weren't so unruly in the chat where the mod had to...
Oh, stop out, with the unruly, Dan. Please. You know, and look, again, I don't mean to repeat the same thing. You said over and over again, you are never streaming with me again. I'm a ball washer. I'm this. If you come on and I'm a co-host, you're going to get out. You're not going to do it. And here you are lecturing me again.
No, because you've been because you talk shit about me. You said I said something that you delivered pizzas to my house, which I have no idea what you're talking about. You accused me of doxing a sorcerer who, by
you
the
did.
Way. Who
you by did. The, no, I you didn't. Did. No, I you didn't. Said no, his real name. You said he was a piece of shit. You were going on about him. That's the show that I took down. I have it.
Dr. Dave? Is that what you're saying?
You were saying stuff. I said to you, I sent you a personal DM, and I said to you, I was uncomfortable with that because I didn't want to dox the guy, and I was going to clip that part out of the show. That's the last I've heard from you. And Dan, it's not like you don't have a reputation coming into this thing, right? Right? You're calling Luigi Greenberg a paralegal. That's all he is. This is what you act like you know stuff.
He's probably a paralegal.
You know, just look, this is Husey's show, so let's not derail it. But you're a clown. You know, and as I guess Tukey was the best, you got the great OnlyFans light behind you. So I like OnlyFans Dan. I think that's pretty fucking cool, man. You should run with that.
Why do you think that you run the Dabbleverse? Why do you think you can define everything and what's the important shows? You want to give out the awards this year, don't you, Shmuel?
No, I was never intending to give out the awards this year.
You talked about it on your last episode, Shmuel. You had Dave Sarah.
I talked because after I decided to make the list,
you want to take
Carlos Danger. Oh, Dan, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Just stop. You keep digging a hole. I can't help you. I can't, dude. I can't help you. I'm sorry. I don't know what it is about me that makes you so crazy. You know, but what can I say, buddy?
because you're an know-it-all. You're an atheist, an AA know-it-all who thinks that you are above everybody else when you're just on the same level of shit as all of us.
So this sounds like you've got more of a problem with you than with me. So I'll just like let it move on.
Yo.
Can I ask you a legitimate question? Right. Why OnlyFans, Dan? I genuinely have only heard that right now.
OnlyFans.
It's lighting. He's got the OnlyFans chick lighting.
Oh. He's got the fucking trademark Zia Anderson TM symbol fucking background. I just got to say, after listening to this for like 2 minutes straight, yo, this is so fucking gay. Like, yo, you guys have a combined age of like 100. Like, yo, what is wrong with you niggas?
Well, not only that, I mean, I get like 30 viewers. Like, why would you care what I do? Right?
but you both care, and it's so funny.
Well, who cares? Let's all fucking.
I didn't give a shit. I'm like, you know, I'm just doing my thing, having a good time. I'm out there ball washing, clout chasing, gatekeeping, you know. Just doing what we do.
I have more people listening to me than I even want, and I don't care about any of this. This is amazing. Like, I don't.
Yeah,
it's fun watching people like just going ham over there. Like, none of this matters.
I know.
One of us on this panel will be dead within 6 months. Like, just looking around statistically,
odds are pretty good. I'm at.
And it's like, it's the next ski mask is sitting here right now, and everybody's like, I have more followers than you. You want to do the award? I want to do the awards.
Let me do the awards. How dare you do the awards? Yeah, I had ignored the whole thing until Tukey did it, and Tukey did such a great job. I felt like I would be missing an opportunity if I ignored it.
Well, that's actually a good question for the chat. Smart.
Every time I see Rocco doing something brilliant, I always think, you know what? I could do that better.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's really smart. That's a good strategy.
It wasn't doing it better. It was hopping onto the caboose there, buddy.
Oh, you were telling me he sucks off the air. I remember.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. I was telling you he sucked at the same time I was DM Husey about this guy's married or mail order bride.
See, Mersh, you're late to the Dabbleverse. This is why Carlos Danger.
You mean I'm late to the Dabbleverse? I'm Ray Kroc, the founder, you fucking Brit Bong homo. We were the first show making fun of Stuttering John. The only reason we didn't fucking turn it into a whole community is because look at you fucking mutants. We didn't want any of you around. We already had patrons. We moved on from Stuttering John. We don't have this obsessive compulsive. Did you see how his stool wasn't solid Tuesday? You people are psychos. And then you're like, oh, you're new to the Dabbleverse. No, we created it and then walked away in disgust.
Mersh, what I'm saying is the Dabbleverse needs Carlos Danger to return. And all of this would be a music.
Yes, 100%.
That fat fuck, he's actually my vote for the next scheme.
I think Lil KB is going to save us. I think when Lil KB starts going around, he's going to keep everyone honest.
Lil KB is like the ketchup of comedy. It's okay in small doses. Speaking of which.
Oh, I'm sorry, the Irish culinary expert. Shut up. You people boil everything.
Fucking right. And we throw it at people if it's not ready, because that's what the men do. I'll eat it when I want to eat it. Speaking of which, Granny also doxed that Lemmy has or had an OnlyFans. So there you go. She has big tits and I want to see them. But
are they at KeanuCThompsonNudes.com? Is that where we can see them?
Can you guys stop? Like, no, I, you know, I've been really, really fucking annoyed at people because Keanu's made it very clear that it bothers her and it bothers Gino when you Google Keanu C. Thompson nudes. And you guys continue to do it. And I keep saying, like, why don't you just compromise and Google something that she hasn't admitted upsets her yet, and Google Keanu C. Thompson fingering herself. Now, see, the difference between video and pictures is that videos are way more damning. That's all I'm saying. Maybe switch up your Google searches, guys.
So, Marsha, is this your attempt at trying to prove that you didn't actually go and Google Keanu Thompson nudes?
Oh, no, I've openly said I've jacked off to Keanu's nudes before. Are you kidding me? Back in the day?
So you've seen the video?
Is that back when you were drinking?
No, I like chicks that are, like, attainable. You know what I mean? It's kind of, you know what I mean? Like the kind of chick you know would give you a hand job at Sullivan's.
Hence brings us back to Lemmy and Felicia.
Yeah, but Tony just sent an invite to Keanu after hearing that news.
Yeah, you ever close your eyes and jerk off to Sabrina Carpenter, and then halfway through coming, you go, oh, she would never fuck me. And then it's ruined, and you lose your boner. But, like, that never happens with a Keanu. You just, you're like, oh, yeah, no, you just come. You're like, I totally have a shot.
But speaking of Keanu, I want to get you onto the topic of her group of friends that, what's the that all-woman show called? The Simpcast?
Oh, Simpcast.
Yeah, oh, there's something I love to ask.
Did you see my coverage of the Scarlett Hampton meltdown? It was amazing.
Oh, the Dirty Hula, yeah. But the thing, I got to ask you about when Charlie Kirk passed away. I don't know if anybody heard of that. It was on the news recently. It seemed like the whole Simpcast group suddenly went from being crazy party women to super Christian praying, church-going fucking mega conservatives.
But who also still do porn and drink. Like, it's exactly. Weird. They didn't even change the other part.
Yeah, it's like, I'm so offended and upset by what happened to Charlie Kirk that 20% of the money I get from sucking big black dicks on my OnlyFans will go towards a charity of Charlie Kirk's family's choice. Because that's what America would want. But tell me, Marsh, my love, what do you think about the Simcast, I guess you call it right-wing grifting, for lack of a better insult? Hit the like button.
I believe the coin term that Mike David from Red Bar came up with was Chrissy Mayer's conservative wet spot hour. he used to call it that on Compound Media. And yeah, it's ridiculous. Like, it's so clear that these chicks are just pandering to, like, lonely boomer right-wing guys that, like, you know what I mean? Like, these are the same people that are like, yeah, I'm conservative. I believe in American conservatism. I also don't care that Anthony Cumia bought an iPad for somebody he thought was a 13-year-old girl. These two things are not connected. And I'm like, I don't know if you're very conservative then. So, yeah, it's that same, like, fucking leftover Compound Media crowd that like Simcast, and it's these people that are like, wow, I know this girl sticks household objects in her cunt for money, but like she says things that align with my politics, so
she's got an American flag behind her.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, shut up, get a grip on yourselves.
She saluted the flag after she let that wheelchair guy gangbanger with the rest of his retard friend. Yeah, she sucked the Down syndrome guy's dick on OnlyFans in front of the flag because she's a patriot.
My Make America Great hat on.
I'm not even mad at Chrissy. She called it the Simpcast. I mean, she told this audience exactly what she thought of them. You know what I mean? It's like she literally found the most insulting way to describe her demographic. And then, like, you know what I mean? It would be like if I just renamed Nightwave Radio the fucking the drama obsessed Pay Pigs primetime show, and people would still fucking.
Yeah, but what do you think, Dan? Because you're sort of I always love hearing your judgment to people. This whole like Chrissy Mayer group, now they've gone all churchy and religious. Do you think that's a pile of shit, or do you believe it?
Oh, I mean, it's absolutely a pile of shit. Just like the Content Hotel. I don't know if you guys saw that. I mean, that was an excuse to.
I'm not familiar, please.
Yeah, obviously to fund get away from the baby trip, you know, to a swanky Airbnb while everybody else foots the bill and, you know, 20 people showed up. But I digress, to steal a line from somebody else. But the problem with Chrissy is she lost all the hot whores. Simcast used to be like must-watch TV when she had Brittany Venti and Melanie Mack and some of these other like hot whores. They were supposed to have two fucking porn stars at the Content House or hotel, and both of them no-showed. That fucking hot, Husey, you know which one I'm talking about. The I forget what her name is, the Italian name girl. Who Wait. She's a hot ticket. You can Google her pictures. Talk about jerking off. I mean, wow. She's hot. And then the other one that used to be a porn star was really hot. They both waited a day and they're like, yeah, this fucking thing is for the birds. I'm not going. So Chrissy can't get the hot whores anymore. And if you can't get the hot whores, nobody's going to really watch your Simcast or go to your Content Hotel. So you know, it's over. It's over.
Didn't Lucy type box from WATP? Didn't she bail too? Like day two was like, I gotta go.
Came in and she was last in, first out. Like she came in like 2 days late and then left right after her show. She could not get out of there fast enough.
You know, I could see Lucy gradually moving away from the WATP thing because she's doing not like enormous numbers, but her YouTube has significantly grown and it's growing. So I think we could see it get to the point where she gets a bit tired of being like, oh, she's the whore of the show.
Chrissy's YouTube also goes up 100 subscriber lots at a time. I don't know if you've noticed that, all the way up to 100K. It was like every day she just added 200. She just added 300. It was very, it seemed inorganic, shall we say, the growth to 100K. But whatever, you know, it's kind of plateaued out. It doesn't seem, I mean, you know, if you look at her shows, I mean, the live viewers for 100,000 followers, she gets like 1% of her subscribers watching. So that's not indicative of a show that's really growing at this point.
Yeah, that was something that I always find kind of strange. That I remember during the pandemic, Chrissy got a shitload of subscribers, like nearly 100,000, and she was streaming all kinds of stuff all the time. So I could understand why it would grow so much. But in the last 5 years, she's maybe added 2,000 more subscribers, and I think that's kind of weird.
Yeah, she is. I think Chrissy Mayer is like a year away from where like she's just going to be hitting go live and you're going to hear, hi, everybody. Hi, everybody. I'm having my coffee.
I thought we were going to get organic children's recipes.
No, because the thing is like Chrissy is.
Fuck you.
Chrissy Mayer is the quintessential chicken nugget hoe, which is a term I use for many years. You know, it's every bitch you ever met with a 2-year degree, but isn't willing to load the dishwasher. Like every like chick who tried her hand at community theater and stand up comedy, but now she's a mom. And like these bitches will performatively go on the internet and talk about how we need to start homesteading and caring for chickens. And I want to have a bee. I want to be get bees in my backyard so I can make my own honey. And we right wingers need to stick together. But these chicken nugget hoes are too lazy to load a dishwasher.
Are we talking about Lemmy again?
No, fucking Lemmy's a dino nuggy hoe.
Yeah, and I don't think they would have a dishwasher in their port-a-van or wherever it was they lived. Just before we move on, two from Steve. Thanks for the dough box, Stephen Bravo. Great take, Shmuel. See? Shmuel doing great. And then here's another one from Stephen Bravo. Thanks for the dough. Put this towards Shmuel's shades. There you go, Shmuel. They want to see what you look like dressed up as Maverick from Top Gun. Rochi, what's your opinion on all of this, my dear?
Oh, what, the Chrissy Mayer content house? I really couldn't care less. And credit to Doom, because if Doom didn't clip Mersh covering all of that, I wouldn't have tuned into Mersh to watch it, partly because I'm like, okay, so WATP went and did an event which they didn't put on their Patreon live, where they're like, that's one thing that I'm annoyed as a Patreon member of WATP. Like, so you release it afterwards. So I'm a bit annoyed on that. And two, who cares about Chrissy Mayer now? Like, nobody does. She didn't want to be part of the Dabbleverse when she allegedly started it all. So it's like, okay, then what's the point? Like, and now we're talking about something a month ago that happened. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's just because it's difficult to book Emmer. She's busy.
He's a busy
He's going to be in Albuquerque.
Yeah, he's trying to get on the Simcast.
Yeah, but, I'm trying to come up. I'm trying to get on Stuttering John's stream.
But just
as Shmuel.
That's it. Yeah, maybe you can be my gateway in there. Open the door for me, Marsh.
But just as we're getting ready to wrap up after this final topic, and everyone is hitting the like button. Thank you very much. It would help a lot, you little bastards. I got to ask you about Karmic Mersh, because in my opinion, he's gay. And, I think that he's putting on a show where he thinks he's got to be like, oh, I love the ladies, don't you know? And I love having the sex with their cunts and all types of things and shit. That's what men do. It's a great kind of stuff, don't you know? I don't buy it at all. And I think that he's almost sort of worked. Him and Felicia only got together because they thought it was going to help. What do you call it? Was only going to annoy Pat Dixon. It didn't really work, but Pat keeps fucking talking about it. I think I give a fuck. And I think it's an absolute.
Actually, not a bad Dixon.
Thank you. Sounds like fucking Dustin Hoffman. He's like, yeah, I just want to tell you, Mark Shai. I really enjoy your work. I think you're a great guy.
Playing the piano. I wish you all the best.
Yeah.
Bye, Dios.
Yeah. I remember that back in the day. But the thing is, with the.
I was lobbing hardballs at him like one night. He was like, doing the song request thing, and I was like, yeah, I want to hear Hard Times by Paramore. You know, like, I was just trying to really fuck with him.
I got him to do Still Dre.
That's awesome.
And he was singing, going, he says, you're hanging out on the corner with your fly bitch.
What was that? Speaking of fly bitches. That's how Cardiff got in there with him, or Carmack got in. They paid him $50 to play a whole album. Don't remember the album.
Speaking of fly bitches, this is perfect. This is the perfect panel for PJR. Take it as you will. Well, guys, I'm just going to say that Ari Jane is currently fingering her cunt and her arsehole at the same time. You're welcome, Roachy. But, Marsh, about Carmack, do you think that he is going to be abused and fucking manipulated to the point that he may harm to himself?
Oh, okay. There better be a second half to this. You think he's going to be manipulated and fucked with? I don't know. It's too early to tell. I don't think so. I don't think he's, I think that that's, I think that only cowards would do that to themselves. And he's from the Valley of Men. I think he's told me as much that he's made a different stuff than the rest of us. So if I'm a bitch, he called me once a jester on his court. So if a mere jester like myself isn't going to kill myself, there's no way he's going to do it. No, he's fine.
By the way, we're calling this episode Not My Finger. There you go.
Change the episode name. They're trying to take my channel. I just yell that all the time now. Like, I have adopted so many Kevin Brennanisms in my like just over time that now it's start. And then even Lil KB, now I'm habitually going, huh? What? Like all the time. And I find myself unironically doing it now. When people aren't making sense to me, I'm going, huh? What?
Well, Mersh,
go suck a dick.
You gotta be careful not to fall into the Chad Zumok era where you start mimicking everything that you see.
No, it's just anytime somebody, I keep remembering I'm fresh back on YouTube and I'm trying to be a good boy. So like whenever somebody says something out of pocket, I'm like, hey, whoa, terms of service, they're gonna take my channel.
But Roachy, do you think that this Carmack stuff is going to end up with him doing his Bud Dwyer impression live on the air?
Mm-hmm. Well, so funny enough, Quad said that on the Weekly W Review this Sunday just passed. Of course, nobody watches. But anyway, I did find it funny that is it called a chroma key or whatever, but that's behind Mersh, like the green screen thing, mm-hmm. right? He's kept like keying out right above his head. And it's like,
yeah, that's a lighting issue and a him being lazy about setting his chroma key color issue, because his wall is not the default chroma key color. I can already see. So,
well, Mersh, like, I don't believe in any sort of God or anything, but in my head, I went, if there is a God, God is a troll and they are like preempting what's going to happen. Like, keep that clean. So when he does eventually, you know, YouTube's terms of service, we get,
yeah, I'll take its channel. So you're saying we're gonna get to see the stuff?
Well, you know,
pissy eyes, Kumia.
It's up in the air, right? Let's be honest. Yeah, it's either that or he's gonna do something ridiculous in real life, like get in his car and try and find where Pat Dixon lives.
Oh, right. Karmic's going to do something ridiculous. Now you sound like an idiot.
Yeah, and I just got to say something. See all this stuff about Karmic being an alcoholic, and that's a load of shit. He's full of shit. I've drank whiskey and stuff before, and I get fucking hammered. I don't maintain a level of drunk while drinking whiskey for hours. Sometimes you fucking pass out unconscious. He's so fucking... Everything about him just comes across as fake to me, and I have no problem with him actually being gay. I'm pretty woke socially. So if you're gay, you're gay. There's nothing wrong with it. But all this, like, I'm a tough guy, and I love sex, and I all this shit. So fuck off. You're not fucking drinking. I'll show you fucking drinking. Ski Mask was a fucking drinker. Look how he turned out. Send him.
He's working us all.
How is he, by the way?
Karmic isn't Karmic just a manipulative little prick? I mean, look, he's selling shit, and people are buying it, and the more they buy it, the more shit he sells, and he goes through these moods, and Dixon did it the other night, right? You had him totally up, then he gets one super chat, then he goes down, and he goes up and down, knowing how much money he's making money. That's what he's doing. He's selling us a product.
And that's why I get so frustrated when you hear about these gullible marks who take the bait and go, oh, fucking Karmic feels sad. Here's $10. He's like, oh, thank you. I'll use that 10 to clear the depression out of my eyes there, you know. I just think that anybody who falls for any of that shit is a bigger fucking cunt than he is. Hey. What do you think, then?
Yeah, he's working us all into a he's working us all. We're all marks, or anybody that's given him money, myself included. We all got worked over by Karmic. He's a phony. The crocodile tears, and then he's on a plane to go see Felicia 12 hours later. So, you know, it's a big work. Is he going to work himself into a shoot? We'll find out, I guess. But it's all phony. He's a theater kid that never got to do theater. This is his big shot to do community theater, and he's fucking making money off it. So God bless him. I hope he keeps going. I think a lot of it is fucking bullshit and phony. Clearly, he's a bigger bullshitter, as big a bullshitter as Chad Zumach. It's all lies. It's all fake. And he knows he's watching. And I'm going to, of all people to agree with, I'm going to agree with Shmuel on this. He's looking at what gets in the super chats. He's looking at what moves the needle. And then he just rinse, repeat. And he just does it over and over again. Okay, if I cry, I get, you know, $50 in super chats. Okay, I'm gonna start crying on this stream. That's what he's doing. It's like Andy Kaufman-esque. It's all bullshit. He's smarter than we give him credit for, and he'll continue to do it as long as people give him money.
All right, if I can trick him into telling me another secret, do you think somebody will give me another $1,000 super tip?
It's worth a shot.
Yeah.
I bet. But I could trick him into telling me like another secret and then immediately revealing it on a stream.
Even
saying this right now and this being clipped and him watching this, I think I could still do it.
Dude, I had one of the internet tough guys on the other night, Mr. Panhandler, who was coming to tears over the way that you had abused poor Karmic.
Oh, fuck off.
Oh, yeah, those are called concern trolls, or as I call them, homosexuals.
Oh, this was not a concern troll. This was legit. This was like... he feels so bad for him. And I love Panhandler, but I'm like, dude, come on, man.
Imagine watching Dabbleverse content and feeling bad for and having empathy. The whole reason this community is interesting is these people are all psychopaths and they lack empathy. If they were normal people, this would be boring.
Wait, that being said, if anybody wants to donate to me, I just bought tickets to go see The Cure next year, and they weren't cheap, so... I've got a hilarious idea, guys. What if everybody sends me a $500 super chat? How fucking funny would that be, right, guys?
You want us to pay for you to go to The Cure? You're going to go see Cure? Not only am I not going to give you money, I want to find a way to actively take money out of your family's mouths. I want to take food out of your family's mouths.
I don't like the fact that we've mentioned The Cure so many times, and you have not yet once accused me of having AIDS. You're slipping, Mersh. You should have called me gay with AIDS 20 minutes ago yet.
No, this is 2025, brother. This is the age of, like, you know, gay ops. I'm going to call the Irish government and report you for being white.
That'll do. But the thing, just as we're talking about fucking...
missed Karmic, one.
It's a complete pile of shit. And Surely I'm not the only one that thinks this whole relationship is like they're just so obsessed with Kevin Brennan's approval that it's like they have these meetings where like we've got to work on our storyline so that we can get onto the main show. And then this is the only way that they can seemingly profit from it. Fuck the lot of them. Carmack looks like Beaker from the fucking Sesame Street. Gilly is David Bowie, and David Bowie's dead, and her right. cunt smells like Lemmy's, right?
I don't care. I'm eating it up. My audience is eating it up. And I love the Carmack Gilly thing because it's like watching like a daytime soap opera, but it's like a daytime soap opera that I myself can enter into the TV and throw a grenade randomly at one of the characters once in a while and then go back on my couch and keep watching. And it's like, it's amazing. How do you not love that? I'm addicted to it.
Well, Mersh, unlike Days of Our Lives, it's not going to end where this has all been a dream, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't care. It's going to end fine for me. My life has been baseline the same for the past 10 years, and I'm just going to be like this till I die in another 8 or 9. So, like, these people, yeah, whatever they're going to, these are the days of their lives. I'm just here to, you know, observe and laugh at it.
There you go.
I can't wait for Carmack to say, if I have to hear one more fucking Pat Dixon story, I'm going to shoot myself and walk out the door.
Yeah, or if you went off on an electric scooter, right, yep. Buckman?
Yeah.
Like I said earlier, as somebody who likes Pat Dixon, I don't want to hear a Pat Dixon story. So, I mean, yeah. Fine.
The fascinating megastar that is Pat Dixon. All these stories of this bitch suddenly remembering a new time Pat Dixon punched her. It's like, yeah, I don't think so. I think you're lying. And I think that Pat Dixon has like an 11-inch dick that's about 2 inches wide, and he banged her brains in, and she is addicted to Pat Dixon. And I think Pat could actually bang her again. I want to see Pat Dixon and Gilly and Tony and Lemmy having a four-way with all kinds of pegs.
Oh, imagine the noses.
Polycule without prison.
Yeah, all right on top of Tony's fucking desk with all his special collector's editions of like Dawn of the Dead, which in that room would be called The Smell of the Dead. But anyway, I think that's a good one to wrap it up on. Guys, Marsh, I'll put all the plugs in down below tomorrow and in the clips. What are they?
Just don't say it. Yeah, that's not cool. You just put them down, and I got to trust this drunk Irishman to put the fucking things on. Just Nightwave Radio on YouTube here, and then I'm Gooning on Rumble on Twitter is my handle.
And what about you, Shmuel?
I'm apparently at 495 followers on YouTube, so if you wanted to help me out, it's Shmuel Buckman on YouTube. Subscribe.
497. You got a couple tonight, so congratulations on that.
Yeah, and you go ahead, Dan. You were my favorite part of the episode.
I would just say, yeah, just follow Shmuel Buckman. Let's get him up to 500. Let's get him monetized. Let's get him in the game. So support Shmuel Buckman. That's my plug for tonight.
I second that, but unironically, yes. Unlike Dan, who did it kind of ironically.
And I just remembered I will be on Shmuel's show tomorrow, and I may drink just so that I will potentially say something I might regret. But Ruchi, I regret having you on. What plugs do you have?
Everyone go and plug Little Lemmy.
Yes.
Tony's already doing that. So
yeah, and then find her OnlyFans and send me the screenshots because I'm not paying for anything. Will we all end with the evil...
Oh, can I show you one more thing before we go? I don't mean to kill you.
Yeah.
I sent you something in the private chat. And I didn't know if you wanted to show it on screen, but it is a public tweet. And I wonder what Tony meant by this. I made a comment earlier about, you know, Lemmy's face getting pressed against the Dawn of the Dead DVD. Oh,
let's see. This fucking thing.
So I'm just wondering, hey, Granny, what did Tony mean by this when he tweeted out this photograph of a...
that dirty dog. That
DVD.
If this thing could open slower, we go.
He tweeted this out after I said what I said. What did he mean by that, Granny?
It's the 57th anniversary of Dawn of the Dead. Of course, that's what he meant.
God. Well, I hope that
I love this shit.
If that's the 57th anniversary, I hope they're having the 69th.
Right. Sorry, Hughesy. I wanted to bring drama to your show. I wanted to stir some shit when we got out of here. I want to get this going here. I want to make the clips.
I'm sure Doom's out there. Oh, and to end the poll.
It's like Biggie Small said, you're nobody till somebody clips you.
Yeah, and to end the poll about Mello Soprano, 78% said, yeah, David
Bowie. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah. You want to fuck my daughter? What the fuck? I raised this broad. She turns out to be a fucking tits-on-loving whore. Anyway.
Jamie Lynn Sigler could get it now.
I didn't actually even know she's got Johnny Crutch's disease. She's had it for about 20 years.
She can still get it.
All right, so we'll end with a festive goodbye because Don just dropped off.
And if you leave me now, you take away the biggest part of me. Ooh, baby, please don't go.
Okay, thank you, Mersh, and thank you, Dan. Thank you, Shmuel, and thank you, Roche. Do not forget to see the video version of that argument. It is on YouTube for free right now over Huge Entertainment. Not exactly sure what the next episode is going to be. I really want to do another director's roundtable. Hopefully Paul Thomas Anderson. I should message Tony, see what he's up. Tony from Hack the Movies, I will message. And Christian DMZ and Kelly. Hopefully that will be the roundtable that they will all say no to. But there you go. Thank you for listening. Thanks to everyone for coming on. Thank you everyone who watched it live on YouTube and donated. Always helps. And it is Shuzi. Bye bye.
Looking for something new? Try fencing, the Olympic and Paralympic sport that mixes speed, strategy, and fun. It's like chess meets cardio. Quick feet, quick decisions, and a satisfying beep when you score a point. Kids, teens, and adults can start anytime. No experience needed, and many clubs have loaner gear. Coaches teach fundamentals and safety from day one. Find a beginner class near you at usafencing.org/tryfencing. That's usafencing.org/tryfencing.